Washington, D.C. Time to get up and at 'em here on a Saturday, October 5th. Time to start your Saturday morning off right. We've got a lot to get to on the show today. We will be talking about a 3-1 football team. How many of you guys predicted that one quarter of the season through? The Commanders, top team in the NFC East with the quarterback that everybody's talking about and the offensive coordinator on a mission. We'll be talking about the Commanders a ton on the show today. I will try to squeeze in some playoff baseball talk, ALDS and NLDS beginning today. NBA is right around the corner. We got our first look at the new Wizards depth chart. Jordan Poole will be on ball point guard this season. College basketball's around the corner, and then college football. A lot of good action today. Last week, we started the show by recapping that crazy Virginia Tech-Miami ending. I still think Virginia Tech got screwed and won the game, but now Coach Pry's got to earn his money as the Hokies have to travel across the country. They've got to forget about that loss and take out Stanford in an ACC contest. UVA has a homecoming game against Boston College. Two surprise teams in the ACC right now, BC. You got to give Coach O'Brien credit. UVA has turned things around a little bit and started to win some games. And then JMU trying to keep their college football playoffs alive. They made national headlines when they destroyed UNC a couple weeks ago, scoring 70 points. They'll be at UL Monroe this weekend as they try to stay undefeated. How crazy was that Georgia-Alabama game? It was one of the most watched games in 7 or 8 years for college football, and I know a lot of people are anti-SEC when it comes to the 12-team college football playoff, but I want to see a rematch of those two schools. I want to see Georgia and Alabama again, where Georgia isn't down by 28 points. Alabama doesn't spot them 4 touchdowns before making it a contest. That was just so much fun. And, of course, we'll go around the NFL with AWOD's picks here on The Fan. Phone lines are open. We've got a lot we want to get to, but you can be the quarterback of this segment. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Metal Chris will get you on hold, and you can chime in. You can always tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. And I wanted to start the show just by letting everybody know how great it feels to be talking about a winning football team, right? My entire life I've waited for this. I am 31 years old. I was a season ticket holder with my dad for 17 years, and all we saw was failure. We were embarrassed by this franchise for so many years. And my first 8, 9 years working in radio, I had to talk about just off-the-field problems, right? They were never winning on the field. They were never winning off the field either. And it was embarrassing, and it was just so disheartening, man. It would make you so frustrated every Sunday knowing you have to spend all week breaking down a game in which they lost by 20 points, right? I talked about this last week. In previous years, the Commanders go on the road against the Bengals, Monday Night Football. They don't show up for that game. They lose. And then it's a short week turnaround, and they get blown out by the Cardinals, right? We saw that last year when Ron Rivera was here, and the team fought hard and then lost in overtime to the Eagles. Turnaround Thursday Night Football, they lose 40-20 to the Bears, and the losses kept piling up, right? But Dan Quinn had this motto this offseason, anybody, anywhere, anytime, and the team has actually lived up to it. And I believe that we just witnessed, hail to the Commanders, our fan base just witnessed the best back-to-back stretch of games in my lifetime. And in terms of points scored, it was the best back-to-back stretch since the 1991 season. And you have a quarterback in Jaden Daniels that's taking over the league, becoming a household name. Well, how's he doing that so quickly? Because our offense coordinator's in his bag. Cliff Kingsbury's scheming things wide open for Jaden Daniels. They worked so hard this offseason, and you're really seeing that pay off there because they have just been so efficient. And dare I say, finally, the defense has come to life, right? They made Kyler Murray look horrible. And I don't think Kyler Murray's that bad. So, should be a good one Sunday for the Washington Commanders. We'll be talking about them a lot on the show today. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. We'll have David Harrison, who covers the Commanders for Sports Illustrated. He'll join us at 10 a.m. NFL hits. I'll go through the best games of the weekend. Beasts of the East. I'm going to do that this week because I do think it's important we preview all of the games inside the NFC East to see if the Washington Commanders will still be in first place next week. And the Eagles have a bye week, so it's just the Cowboys, Giants, and Commanders who are in action today. We'll go behind enemy lines with Noah Weisskopf, who is a Cleveland Browns reporter. And then I'll give out my keys to victory and pathway to success. But if you've been listening to the show for a few years, I want to hear from you how good it feels to be talking about a winning football team. When you're with your friends, like I was out with my boys at the bar last night, and we just kept laughing about how everybody loves the Washington Commanders. You cannot turn on a network that talks NFL, and within 10 minutes, they're talking about Jaden Daniels. Within five, maybe, you see a Commanders logo coming up next. The quarterback that's taken over the league. And that's our guy, right? And so for years I've watched the NFL and it's felt like, man, if you don't have an elite quarterback, you got to have, or an elite defense, you got to have one of the ones. You got to have one of the great quarterbacks in the league. And it finally feels like we have that guy in Jaden Daniels. I told you guys a few weeks ago with Jaden playing the way he plays right now, I feel like this team has a chance to beat anybody in the league. And they've proven that 2 weeks in a row with the Bengals and the Cardinals, and 3 weeks in a row, if you want to count them, beating the Giants. We're talking about a three-game win streak here for the Washington Commanders, who have a chance to really, really put themselves in a nice position with the way the schedule breaks, all right? So I like to take the schedule by four games at a time. First 4 weeks, you're 3-1. Next 4 weeks, you look at the schedule, you are home, and then away, and then back home. Oh, your only away trip is to Baltimore. You actually stay in the state of Maryland for the four games that will be played over the second quarter of the season. And then you have a chance to get another divisional win against the New York Giants. So there's just a lot that's going to be coming up here in the next 5 weeks for the Washington Commanders. And I do think there's a chance that this team can get to that 5-2 mark that I called for from the beginning of the season here. Cliff Kingsbury has gotten off to hot starts throughout his career in the NFL, and he's doing it once again. How's he doing it? Well, I had a great time watching a film breakdown from Colt McCoy, so we'll do a little AWOD film review later on the show, but here's what I'll say right now. Cliff is one step ahead of the defense, and I'm not saying that's going to continue this week. The Browns are a good defense. Myles Garrett can single-handedly wreck your game plan. But Cliff's been one step ahead of the defense, and so he's been able to work these personnel packages, and him being one step ahead, he's able to get guys in the game, and if he sees a run, he's going to run. If he sees a throw, he's going to have Jaden pass it. When it's third down, he's setting up so that they're going to have pick plays, so guys are going to be wide open, right? And I kind of hate the pick play in the NFL, and that's just because for years, it's burned the Commanders, the Redskins, the football team. Well, now it's actually working in our favor because we have a great offensive mind in Cliff Kingsbury. And I know there were not a lot of people that were supporting Cliff over the offseason when he was hired, right? Everybody likes to make jokes about he was fired in Arizona and he flew off to Thailand. We never thought we'd hear from him again. But I want to bring you back to 2020 when he got the job to be the Arizona Cardinals head coach, and he was the young boy wonder in the NFL. Everybody thought that this kid was special with the way he could scheme up offensive plays. And the Cardinals had success. And then when Kyler Murray got hurt, Colt McCoy came in and won two games in a row. And so that's why I thought it was really intelligent that Colt McCoy was breaking down Cliff Kingsbury's offensive schemes and how Jaden has had success. We'll get into that today on the show. But like I said, wanted to start with having people call in and tell me how you're feeling today. To be talking about a football team that's 3-1, that's favored to win, that's picked a win on Sunday. Feels like that hasn't happened in a long time. And nationwide, everybody knows the name of our starting quarterback. And they're all impressed with his accuracy, with his execution, and with his deep ball, which shouldn't be that big of a surprise. He had the most deep ball touchdowns of any quarterback playing college football last season, about 10 more than Caleb Williams, even though he went number one overall. So Jaden is just racking up all these accomplishments in the NFL, from Rookie of the Week to Rookie of the Month to NFC Player of the Week. And he's just been spectacular. And I really feel like he's also steadily improving. Right? This isn't like Robert Griffin where, hey, we're running this fluke offense here. They can't stop it. No, Jaden Daniels has thrown for more yards each game. He's done a better job of seeing the field each game. He's gone through his reads better. And against the Cardinals, I was really impressed with the touchdown passes, right? He had a couple good ones against the Bengals to the left tackle and then Terry for the win. But against the Cardinals, he, like, stood strong in the pocket. And nothing was open. And he just went through his reads, his progressions, found the open guy, just whipped it in there into the back of the end zone. And I talked to you guys about that. That's Jaden and a young quarterback taking the next step. The red zone is so difficult in the NFL. Being able to throw touchdown passes from your 15, from your 20, are so important in the National Football League. 1-800-636-1067. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD here with you, live and local, on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital, just after 9:15 this morning here on Saturday, October 5th. You're listening to AWOD on DC Sports Radio 106.7, The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at, AUDACY. Take the radio show with you on the road. Appreciate Carl, John, and Doc letting me know that they're listening this morning. You can always tweet me your thoughts. 12th Man says, AWOD, I think the Browns game and the Panthers game are much better matchups for Washington, so it's important to secure those two home games as wins. What do you say? Also, Washington's defense, have they turned the corner for this season or not? I look, in terms of the defense getting better, I think it's all about Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen. And I didn't think that they were as awful as people said they were the first 4 weeks of the season. I really thought that Dan Quinn made a great point when he was talking to the media. They were seeing a lot of double teams. They needed to do a better job defensively of shifting those guys around to get them some more favorable matchups. And then, boom, they take advantage of a Cardinals offensive line that's not very strong. And they got after Kyler Murray, and they wrecked their game plan. So I think if the defense has turned a corner, you'll see them get after Deshaun Watson on Sunday. But made a great point there about the Browns and Panthers games. Like, we have to take advantage of those two teams being on our schedule and not having a good win-loss record. Curtis tweets me, AWOD, I've shared this before, but I am living in Raleigh now. I used to wear my gear around and get jokes. Now I walk around and get random high fives. Man, guys got a star in Jaden Daniels. It feels great. I'm totally with you, man. I see more skins, football team Commanders jerseys around than I have in a long time now. And, you know, I see a fan and I'm like, yeah, we've got our guy. We've got our guy in Jaden Daniels, and it just feels so good. Let's go out to the phone lines. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Tony in Clinton. What's up, Tony?
Hey, listen, man, we got – so this season we got checkpoints that show that we've actually really changed where we do things this year that last year we would have fell on our face. So, for an example, that primetime game, then going on the road, overcoming an injury with a key player like Eckler and still winning, adjusting, also kind of just hurdles. And I think this is the huge one right here when we actually go out and win a game that we're supposed to win at FedEx Field, because I can't tell you how many walks of shame I'd have had out of that stadium when we went into a game feeling great, like this is our game, look past it, we assume we got it, we're the favorite, and just completely lay eggs. So I'm reluctant to be excited that we're favorite and supposed to, because it's gone bad so many times in the same circumstance.
Right, but this is a big hurdle, right? I mean, you return home, we're all hoping that it's going to be a very pro Commanders fan base there in the stadium. You have to beat the Cleveland Browns, and you're, if it's a hurdle, you probably want to beat them by double digits, right? Because they're not a good team.
You want to win the game. Like, you want to go out. Like, the good teams beat soundly the team they're supposed to beat. Now, we haven't done any – 4 games is not going to turn the corner to make you that team all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. So, we need – you know, we're looking good, but we got a 4-game sampling. So, maybe Cleveland is happy to see us. We don't even know. They might be like, finally, the Commanders on – you know, when you read your schedule at the beginning of the season, people are happy to see the Commanders on the schedule. So all of a sudden, we the one that people are expecting to win. That's a new feeling. So we just got to check this box where we just go out and actually handle our business at home without any, you know, late game heroics or stuff that happens, or just laying an egg like Chicago last year.
Yeah. Yeah, good call, man. Appreciate you chiming in. Browns, Commanders, 1 p.m. on Fox. And, of course, it'll be at Northwest Stadium in Landover, Maryland. Well, the Commanders have not lost a game since they changed that name. 1-0 at home. Washington picked to win. It's -3.5 on the spread. The total, 43.5, is one of the lower totals on the weekend there. Kind of surprising with how many points Washington's offense has scored. Jaden Daniels, nearly 900 yards passing, 3 touchdowns to just 1 interception. And I do think turnovers are going to be key as well in this game. You don't want to give a team like the Cleveland Browns some life early in the game with a turnover and giving them some momentum. We'll get to that later on the keys to victory and pathway to success, but you have to take advantage of the fact that you're favored to win this game. You're at home. You're hot. You're playing well. And you might not be the healthiest team in the league right now, but hey, you've got your key playmakers. We'll see if Brian Robinson will be able to give it a go. It does look like Austin Eckler could be a huge impact piece. Noah Brown will be out, so more for Zacchaeus and Luke McCaffrey to help out on the offensive end. Let's go back to the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067. We've got Mitch in Jersey. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, Adam, how are you? Happy holiday.
Good.
How are you working? You got to love this Jaden Daniels. He's the real deal, I think. Kyle Murray, Lamar Jackson. No, 2.0. He's going to make everybody better. I'm very interested in McCaffrey, but you got to like him. Every week, I think we're going to be in competition. There won't be any blowouts, and the division is within our grasp, because I think the Cowboys and the Giants are not going to be doing too well this year, put it lightly.
I'm not big on the Giants either, and we'll see what happens with the Dallas Cowboys. I appreciate you chiming in. Here's what I will say, Mitch, is you mentioned Jay Daniels is making everyone better, and I totally agree with you. I think when you have a quarterback like that, first off, he's helping out the running backs, right? The running backs are getting so many yards per carry because there's one guy that kind of has to spy Jaden or keep an eye on him. Makes it easier for B-Rob, but McNichols as well. The offensive line is making it easier on Jade. They've done a really good job, right? Everyone was scared. This offensive line's a weakness. They don't have a left tackle. Jaden's going to be running for his life. That has not been the case 4 games into this season. It's a small sample size, and like we said, Myles Garrett can single-handedly wreck a game plan. But I think you have to give the offensive line credit. And Jaden is making everyone around him better. He's giving his receivers a chance to make a play on the ball, and a lot of them are making some really big plays. You gotta love that Zach Ertz has really stepped up into a leadership role here in Washington. I think you gotta give credit to Zach Ertz for the way Ben Sennett has come in and been a real professional. And Ertz is doing what every young quarterback needs, is be your tight end who can just get open, immediately. And he's second in this team in yards, right? And that's exactly what you want with 150 here in 4 games. And he's second in targets with 16 targets. This is what we thought it was going to happen when we came into this season. You're going to target Terry McLaurin number one. It's going to be Zach Ertz number two. And it's been kind of Eckler number three when he's healthy. But the stats would say right now, Olamide Zaccheaus, after that really big game he had against the Arizona Cardinals. Phone lines are open throughout the show. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Let's get into this game against the Cleveland Browns. What's it going to take for Washington to get to 4-1? For the first time since hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! Yes, that was when Jim Zorn was the head coach for his year in Washington. They got to 4-1 after losing the first game. They won 4 straight, but then they lost a key game at home and kind of turned their season around. But could be the first 4-1 start for the Washington football team since 2008 if the Commanders can take down the Cleveland Browns. What's it going to take for Washington to get a 4th straight victory at home on Sunday? I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. If you're enjoying the show, check me out during the week on the free Odyssey app, anywhere you get your apps at, AUDACY. Just search 910 The Fan or AWOD Radio to hear me Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 p.m. as the Commanders return home to take on the Browns and look to get to 4-1 for the first time since 2008. Well, What's it going to take for them to get a victory? Well, number one, I do think the rushing attack for both teams, right? I mean, Deshaun Watson has not been very good, so they're going to try to run the ball and establish that. Same with Washington. We're going to have to run the ball effectively on first down. It's what's made our offense so efficient, is getting Jaden Daniels ahead of the sticks. He can convert second and six. He can convert third and two anytime he wants. So you got to stay ahead of the sticks. That's the most important thing. Number two, I do think this is one of those games where I think we need Terry McLaurin to step up here and have a big performance at home. There's no Noah Brown, so it's either going to be Terry needs to step up or one of the wide receivers below him, like Zacchaeus or McCaffrey. I just think there's going to be some one-on-one opportunities for Terry McLaurin. The defense for the Browns are going to do their best job to limit Jaden's rushing abilities. And so I think there is going to be a chance where they put a lot of guys in the box, and you'll get some one-on-one matchups there for Terry McLaurin. And the Browns have some pretty good receivers as well, so it's going to be important for our corners and our defense to step up there when they do have one-on-one opportunities. I think when you talk about ways to slow down Deshaun Watson, it's similar to what you saw against Kyler Murray. You got to get to him. You got to get to him. His completion percentage right now is awful. He's also been hit more than any quarterback, so he has been kind of running for his life. He hasn't extended plays with his legs as much as he used to, but it's certainly evident, right, because he can run for first downs. That's going to be key. So I think keeping Deshaun Watson in the pocket is one of the most important things for Washington this weekend, and really make him just a pocket passer. Do not let Myles Garrett disrupt Jaden Daniels, because you know that Jaden wants to kind of sit in the pocket now and deliver strikes and keep getting rid of it in like 2.5 seconds. That quick release is a big part of why he's been able to stay upright. And then, you know, this is a home game, right? And it's going to be a packed crowd on Sunday, and we're all hoping that it's going to be very pro-Commanders. Give them a reason to cheer, right? I think you got to start hot here. You got to have a good start to the game. Give us a lead and give the crowd really something to cheer for. I think if Washington can do those things there, they certainly should be able to take advantage of the fact that they're a better roster than the Cleveland Browns. They're a better coaching staff than the Cleveland Browns, and they've got more momentum right now than the Cleveland Browns. If you want to chime in, let's go out to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Alex in Alexandria. What's up, Alex?
Hey, A-Wad, I really like your show.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, I have to agree with EB here, Eric Bickle. With the Browns' really good defense, unfortunately, everyone else, they now have our tape on Jaden Daniels. They know his routes. They know all of his moves. The surprise attack's over, and unfortunately, that's going to favor the Browns in this situation. The same thing happened with Taylor Heinicke. He was really good right off the bat. Then as soon as they got the tape on him and studied his moves, it was like game over. But we'll see.
So let me argue something for you for a second, all right? So Washington's coming off of a game in which they score 40-plus. The week before that, they score 38. I get it, the Browns are a good defense, and maybe they limit us to 24 points, 27 points. Cleveland hasn't scored more than 18, all right? How about that for a fact for you? Cleveland hasn't scored more than 18 points this season. I don't care how much they limit Jaden Daniels. They're not going to be able to limit him enough.
I agree with you there. The problem is they have our tape, and I think that's going to be a problem.
Hey, man, I appreciate you chiming in. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Look, you're certainly right that they have tape on Cliff Kingsbury, they have tape on Jaden Daniels, and we're going to have to adjust, all right? But I do believe that Cliff Kingsbury will make the adjustments. When I watched the film, and we'll get to AWOD's film review later today on the show, he was setting up a lot of things that they haven't gone to yet, right? He hit a wide receiver in the backfield, and they haven't handed it off to him. I think there's going to be little changes here. They've had Terry McLaurin go in motion and fake hands off to him. That's how you make the change when you have the tape on Washington, is all of a sudden we do hand it off on the end around. All of a sudden, when we did hand it off to Robinson, it's a play action and Jaden is rolling around the outside. We're going to have to adjust, that's for sure, and Cleveland is a good defense, probably one of the better defenses that we've faced so far this season, maybe outside of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but I do think that Washington will adjust here. And look, Cliff Kingsbury has had this track record of having slow start or fast starts, and then the tape is out there. Other teams adjust, and he doesn't do as well. But that one was when he was the head coach. And I really think the fact that he doesn't have as much on his plate, he's going to be able to continue to really have a dynamic game plan for the Commanders. But at the same time, right, we have to be able to run the football. That's the reason Jane's having so much success. That's the reason RG3 got on that win streak, because Alfred Morris was having success. You have to be able to run the football. You have to be able to control the line of scrimmage. It's old school football, right? It really is. It's one of those things where if your offensive line is violent, if they're attacking the other team's defense, you're going to have, more often than not, your guys get 3 or 4 yards on first down, and they're going to be very excited when you call another run on second down there, and you're going to give yourself a third and manageable situation. And then on the other side, right, you have to stop having negative plays if you want to be able to move the football offensively. And so Washington's defense, they created some negative plays there against the Cardinals, which then forced them to have third and long, and they were not able to convert. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. We've got Luke in Arlington. What's up, Luke?
What's up, A-Wad? Listen, let me tell you something here. I'm sitting here with two hyped-up 14-year-olds that believe, baby.
Let's go! Let's go!
This is, everybody's calling for a trap game. This is no trap game. It's time to believe. It's time to believe in number five, and time to believe in this coaching staff.
Hey, you guys know who our wide receivers are. We have Terry McLaurin. We have Terry McLaurin. All right, yeah, I mean, Brown. He's going to perform really well. I think this could be the game for him. And we got Brian Robinson. Brian, don't F Robinson, Brian.
Hey, I love the energy. I love the energy. This, how do you avoid, Luke, how do you avoid the trap game here? In your mind, how do you avoid the trap game?
Well, listen, actually, I think it's very simple. The reason why this is going to be a successful game for number five is the guy isn't a running quarterback. He's a quarterback that can run when he needs to. He also doesn't pass till the last minute. Has anyone noticed that? This guy looks for the play to open up. Mm-hmm. So you can scheme all you want. But this guy, he's on another level.
Yeah. And here's another thing. I don't think people are talking about this enough, is that he is going through his reads, and when nobody's open, he's just taking off and getting 5 or 6 yards. And he's moving the chains that way. And he's staying ahead of the sticks. And that's so important here. I watched the film back last week, and there were a lot of plays. There were a few second and tens where nobody was open. And Jaden got 5 yards. And then they converted third and five, right? It's just having positive plays, stringing together multiple positive plays, keeping the defense off balance with the different personnels. And I just love the way the offense has really done a great job of coming together, all different aspects of it, the wide receivers, the running backs, the tight ends, they're mixed with Jaden Daniels. And the offensive line, right, Tyler Badass, Tyler Biadasz, pulling out there on the quarterback run. When was the last time you saw a Washington quarterback go untouched into the end zone, right? That was epic, that run there from the 10-yard line, in which you had two offensive linemen really help out. Noah Brown had a crackback block on the outside there, and there was just so much room for Jaden Daniels. So, Brian Robinson Jr., injury report real quick. Trending in the right direction to play. He's 10th in the league in rushing yards, so you know how important he is for the Washington Commanders. Austin Ekeler would be next up. Jeremy McNichols coming off of a career high, 68 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns last week. Noah Brown is out, all right? Noah Brown is out, so you got to move the next guy up after that. I think it will be more targets for Zaccheaus. We're hoping that Nick Allegretti would be good to go. And then about after that, you're about, that's about it. I mean, most of the other guys on the injury report were on there before, like Johnny Newton. Quan Martin should be able to go. Emmanuel Forbes, thumb, he'll be able to go. Not sure how much you want him out there. But I feel like this team is pretty healthy. And the one important piece, Brian Robinson, seems to be trending in the right direction. J.P. Finley made a good point on his show. The Commanders had Brian Robinson on the airwaves on 106.7 The Fan on Thursday. That probably doesn't happen if he's trending to not play. And then he did. He was available at practice on Friday. So I do think that B-Rob will be able to go, maybe limited, but hey, that's fine, right? My favorite thing that Cliff did 2 games ago was having Austin Ekeler and B-Rob in the backfield at the exact same time to start the game. And we had that great drive to start the game against the Bengals. After they went right down the field and scored, we matched them. And we matched their energy and their intensity. And it was with Ekeler and B-Rob together in the backfield. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be taking more of your phone calls on this show today. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. We're rocking and rolling here on a Saturday, October 5th. The Washington Commanders return home to take on the Cleveland Browns tomorrow from Northwest Stadium. I'm such a big Dan Quinn fan. I was watching the game last week, turned my hat around backwards, put my glasses on. Try to look like my guy, Coach Quinn. And I think he's done such a great job here, right? We mentioned it, anybody, anywhere, anytime. That was on display the last 2 weeks. The Commanders have now won 3 games in a row. He's done a great job with his leadership, with empowering Cliff Kingsbury to take over the offensive side of the ball, giving Joe Witt Jr. run on the defensive side. And I love that Dan Quinn names week-by-week captains, right? And I think there's really something to that in terms of team chemistry and everyone being on the same page and everyone fighting hard during the week, all right? And so, for example, a couple weeks ago, I called out Dorrance Armstrong and Jeremy Chinn. I said those are two guys that are not playing to their level on the defensive side of the ball. They were much better, right? The last 2 weeks, Dorrance Armstrong made an impact. Jeremy Chinn was second in tackles last week against the Cardinals. Your week five captains, according to Dan Quinn, Jeremy Chinn, Dorrance Armstrong, and Jaden Daniels will be captain for the first time in his young NFL career after Dan Quinn loved what he put on display offensively against the Arizona Cardinals. So I'm such a big fan of this week-by-week captains bit that Dan Quinn does, and I think Dorrance Armstrong and Jeremy Chinn earned it. Jaden Daniels absolutely earned it with the way he's played 4 games into this season. Let's go out to the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. John in Columbia. John, you're on the Fan.
Look forward to this every Saturday. Good being on the show. Got two words for the one caller that said, they got book on him. They know what he has. They know what he can do. I got two words for you. Shut up. Just shut up. You don't know. This man just got off the bus. We're growing with him. We're embracing his gifts. We're loving him. He's improving every week. Just like the team, just like Dan Quinn tells us, every week we must improve in some. That's what we're going to do. We don't recognize it because we haven't done it in so long. We don't have that type of culture. But I'm telling you right now, just buckle up, shut up, and go along for the ride. It's going to be fun. I enjoy you, man. Keep doing what you're doing. God bless.
Yep, I appreciate it, John. I'll also say this. There's a lot more tape out on Deshaun Watson than there is on Jaden Daniels. All right? I think we can stop him more than they can stop us. Let's go keep it going here, 1-800-636-1067. We got G from the shop on line 3. What's up, man?
Oh, yeah, man. We ain't got to tell the man shut up. But, you know, definitely don't compare to having tape to Jaden Daniels to Taylor Heineke having tape on Taylor Heineke, man. One thing we are doing, we putting up points. We finally scoring.
Yeah.
You got to be able to score in today's league, especially with a not-so-good defense all, so far this season. You know what I'm saying? You talking about the dudes that's out, that could be out. Them other dudes need to step up, just like McNichols did the other day when Ekeler was out. You want to be one of the players mentioned in this turnaround, man. You don't want to just be here for the ride. You want to be mentioned in the turnaround. Look like we energized. But one thing for sure, the league got a lot of tape on Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes. You know what I'm saying? So Jaden Daniels move like that, them type of dudes. So yeah, he might not light it up like he's been doing every game, but them dudes I just mentioned, are consistently great. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So don't say that we got tape on them like they did Heineke. Heineken's man, he can't throw past a Toyota Corolla, man.
I appreciate you chiming in. Always fun. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Look, this is a Cleveland Browns team here that has not been able to keep Deshaun Watson upright. He's been sacked a league-high 19 times, whereas the Washington Commanders' offensive line is getting better and better each week, and they're developing more chemistry. And I got to give Adam Peters the credit, right, from the top down here. They brought in Brandon Coleman in the draft. He was very good last week. Tyler Biadasz in free agency, night and day from what you're getting at the center position, right, from Nick Gates and the other guys that played center last year. It's just night and day. I mean, how many times has Jaden had to bend down and pick up a snap? It feels like zero. How many times is it snapping over his head? It feels like zero. And he's kicking out and pulling, right, and being a big part of the blocking game in the rushing attack, right? We know Nick Allegretti has played well. He had a big fumble recovery when Ertz coughed it up. And then Sam Cosmi continues to be the biggest badass on this team. And Andrew Wiley talking to the media, dropping F-bombs, talking about how much fun they're having. It's fun to play offensive line when you're able to run the ball as effectively as Washington has this season. And so I think that the running game can continue. I do believe the passing game will probably take a slight step back because the Browns are a good defense. But I still think we're going to score 24 to 27 points because this offense just moves the ball efficiently, right? And you got to give Austin Seibert credit. He hasn't had any negative plays. That's so important in the NFL when you can keep the positive momentum, right? You go right down the field. I talked about this on my show this week. The biggest stretch of the game against the Cardinals was that Jaden and Washington got the ball back and did a two-minute drill to get a field goal right before the half. Then, since Arizona got the ball first, Washington gets it right out of the break. They get a touchdown. The defense gets a stop, and we get another field goal. And so that was a 13-point swing there that was just Washington's offense, you know, being efficient in the two-minute drill, then being efficient in the red zone, and then getting the ball back and driving past midfield and getting a field goal. And that's the kind of offensive momentum that really hurt the Arizona Cardinals there. It just felt like they were going three and out, or they were going a couple first downs and out, and Washington had it for 6, 7, 8 minutes every time we had the ball. And it was deflating to the Arizona Cardinals, and it gave our offense so much confidence to go out there and keep doing it over and over and over again. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. David Harrison will join us at 10 a.m. He covers the Washington Commanders for Sports Illustrated, the host of Locked On Commanders, the podcast. We still will go behind enemy lines with Noah Weisskopf, who is a Cleveland Browns reporter. I'll get into AWOD's film review, the Colt McCoy breakdown of Cliff Kingsbury's masterclass against the Arizona Cardinals. But I just want to close out by, you know, kind of responding to the caller that said they have the tape out there on Jaden Daniels. And I really don't think we've seen even one-fourth of what Jaden can do out there, right? They've started to limit the amount of quarterback-designed runs that they have for him. But he still had that one really successful one for 10 yards into the end zone, right? They're slowly giving him more options on deep routes here. And I do think that that is something that they can still unlock more. Is, man, I mean, that throw to Terry McLaurin against the Bengals, he dropped it in the bucket. He can do that more often if they give him the opportunity. They're kind of slowly bringing him along here, and it's the way to go. Because if you look with the way the Chicago Bears have handled Caleb Williams, it's just the opposite of the way Cliff has handled Jaden Daniels. They're making it easy on him. They're giving him easy reads in which he has – I mean, there was one play where the Commanders got 20 yards on this play, and there were no routes on the right side of the field. They just said, hey, Jaden, you're going to just work from left to right, and you don't even need to look on the right side of the field. There's going to be these three options here. That's how easy Cliff Kingsbury is making it for him. And it's not a gimmick offense, right? It's just the fact that they're able to run the ball successfully, and so they can play action off of that and get some one-on-one opportunities. And when he recognizes it's a zone, He has a game plan for Jaden to have two different options. One guy sits at the soft spot of the zone. I'm also going to give credit to the VR headset here. I had a caller bring it up during the week to me. I do think that it has to do with Jaden's extra reps that he wants to take there, whether it's on the field, off the field, with a VR headset or not. He has seen so many defenses, and so when he goes out there, he kind of looks like a veteran that is able to recognize, oh, this is a zone, this is cover two, this is man-to-man on this side. Oh, we're going to have a chance to run on this side. He's seeing things like a guy that's played 5 or 6 years. Part of that's the VR headset. Part of that's the countless number of college football games he played, big time, high-level contest there, tough environments at LSU, going back to Arizona State as well. So much experience. And then you have this great offensive mind in Cliff Kingsbury. It's a match made in heaven. And if the defense can continue to improve, we could be talking about a very special season for the 2024 Washington Commanders. We're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan.